Would you just mind explaining how Ollie hurt his shoulder, please?
So last Wednesday at training, just leant down for a ball, basically diving for a ball, and we had a player on the opposing team in our match simulation do the same thing and just landed on it. So a slight dislocation that's obviously meant that Ollie's had to have surgery yesterday, which has been successful to stabilise the joint, and you know, he's going to be out for a period now.
How serious was the surgery?
A ladder J type surgery that would suggest that he's going to be out, you know, for the early part of the season. Obviously had similar type surgery at the same time last year, so I'd imagine that he's back around about the same time, you know, round three or four. But right now, obviously the most important part is to get him back into training at an appropriate time where he can start to do some contact work, you know, close to when the season starts. Geez, you missed a decent lead in there, Neil.
We've already done the bushfire T20 rundown, so if you
want to
ask about that again.
When was that?
Don't. I'm not going to be able to remember that.
Sitting on it.
Yep, it's days worth of comedy gold.
Wolf did a spray of the Crows boys afterwards.
Did he?
So in the rooms he goes, oh, we're still debrief. Oh, I think Crouch or someone will mention
this. Right.
Well, I wouldn't want to debrief. He goes, well, how serious? Or a joke. And they're like, no, serious. He goes, righto.
Crouch.
And then everyone started laughing. But after one word, he goes, what do you want?
Yeah. You want it serious or not? That's right.
He goes, would you want to try to hit one past the third man? He goes, I thought he was out.
Yeah, right.
He went through everything.
As long as someone got an opportunity to spray him back for his beard at the moment. But,
that's a real
I saw it up close for the first time on the weekend. It wasn't pretty.
Did he? Let's face it. He's never on the cover of GQ.
It was nice to have all the group back together.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. So in layman's terms, CD, that type of surgery is a tightening up of the shoulder joint?
It's really to stabilise the joint. Obviously, when a dislocation happens, there's a loosening in there that obviously needs to be tightened up. So he's had that surgery now. The joint, in theory, is as tight as it's going to be. He'll now need to have some recovery time over the next week and get back into some running and then, you know, progressing to contact work, which I imagine will be towards the end of, you know, what is now our pre-season, and he'll start to move into more contact stuff once the season starts.
And that's different shoulders, same surgery?
It's slightly different surgery than what he had last year. I think last year was a labral tear, but similar type of prognosis, and I imagine we'll be out for a similar period of time.
So you walked under some ladders or on some black cats or something? What's happening?
I think, you know, it's just unlucky. I don't think there's, looking back at the footage of the actual incident, there wouldn't be anyone who wouldn't have had a similar outcome, I think, based on, you know, the incident that occurred. So disappointing for him, but all he can do now is get it done and approach his rehab in a professional way, which I'm sure he will.
He is a professional, but does he sort of have that happen? And in that instant, I don't know if you were there or not, but is he like furious? Just can't catch a break.
Well, I think it's you know, all of those emotions you go through, you know, a period of anger, devastation, I imagine, you know, were, you know, feeling, you know, surely it can't have gone the same way as what it did last year. So, yeah, but he's now certainly in a position where he's come to terms with, you know, what's happening. As you say, he's an absolute professional. I'm sure that, you know, once he gets through the post-surgery, you know, haze, he'll be thinking about, you know, what's next for him and how he can come back bigger and better.
You only missed two games last year from memory, the first two of the season. Give you confidence, CD, that, you know, once he gets rolling, he'll be back and, you know, no drums?
Yeah, well, he's the type of guy who really pushes as well, so that's why I'm hesitant to put any sort of dates on it at the moment, because the reality will be is that he'll work as hard as he possibly can to get back as soon as he can. Now, the coaches are going to have to balance that with when's right for him to come back, and obviously, you know, taking into account, you know, the views of our medical staff. So, but he'll work hard. He'll get back as soon as he possibly can, and when he's back, then we need to make sure he's right.
Yeah, it safe to say a conservative approach, or if only the doctors agree that round one's good or round two's good?
I think, you know, with the coaches, they'll go through exactly that when the time's right. The challenge for our coaching group this year is going to be as much about picking a team that's balanced and with the way they want to play. So, you know, we're obviously really disappointed with Ollie getting injured, but at the same time, we've got other players in, you know, who play a similar type of role who, you know, we've got a whole heap of confidence in. So if he was to miss games at the start of the year when the first team gets picked at AFL level, then, yeah, we're confident we've got players who can do the job for us.
In a way that was sort of a bit of a knock on you last year, is that there was sort of one dimension. How will Ollie's absence restructure your midfield?
Well, it just means that he's not going to be part of it early on. But I think, you know, when the coaches come to pick their first team, as I say, it's going to have to be picked with whatever game plan, you know, we're actually going into the season with in mind. And our challenge is obviously continuing to get more run in the team, continuing to get players who aren't, as you say, just playing in one spot, that they've got an ability to go inside and outside, those types of things. So, we'll approach this season confident that we've got players who can do those jobs. And obviously we've added some talent over the last couple of years to add to that group.
There was talk that Sam Pepper might play more forward this season, balancing in midfield. Does this injury open up the door for Peps to play more in the mids?
I think we've got a lot of players who can go through those types of roles who are forward types. I mean, you know, Ebert missed half of last year, didn't he? Who you would say is probably, you know, a direct sort of replacement. But we also want to add some guys, and the coaches have been willing to talk about that. We want to add guys like Rosie Butters to that group. You know, Carl Amon can go inside and out. Mays has been training outstandingly well so far. Dersma's, you know, going to have the ability, we think, to go inside at some point as well. So the mix of the guys will be really interesting to see what we end up with. And training right now is the best indicator of what we got. And I think that, it's an exciting group.
Well, Ollie need to have surgery at the end of the season for the shoulder, or is it?
Sort of solve the issue. Yeah, I mean, I know that there's been some talk about that same thing last year. So, no, I mean, this is as it was last year. There was no need to do any further operation after the operation that he had. Obviously, this is the other shoulder, and the surgery that he's had is to clear the issue up. Now, how his rehab goes will obviously determine what happens into the future, but there's no suggestion right now that he has to have any further surgery to fix up this issue.
So it's not a play sore or a new type of injury?
No, this is sort this out now and get it right for when he comes back, and when he comes back, he'll be ready to go.
So, from the way you were talking, we've ruled out for round one. I mean, there's still a possibility he can recover.
I think it's highly unlikely that Ollie's available for round one, but, to Theo's point, you know, he's the guy who will approach his rehab in a really professional way, and so who knows when, you know, he'll be back. What I do know is it'll be as quick as anyone can possibly get back from this type of surgery.
This happened last Wednesday. How come the club took so long to actually mention it?
Well, he obviously did it at the end of training. We took until Monday to get him to see the surgeon, and he got the surgery done straight away.
So are there any of the young blokes raring to go? I mean, we've seen a brief glimpse of Georgiades, who looks like a genuine prospect. Any of those young fellas like we saw last year ready to get the track around one?
Yeah, well, I think all of those, you know, the top four guys that we picked in the draft are positioning themselves, you know, pretty well for the start of our season. Obviously, Georgiades, you mentioned there, has taken some really good marks, has shown why the guys were so keen to draft him. His hands are outstanding. You got Miles Bergman, who's, you know, athletically fantastic and who can get on the end of things. Mead, who, you know, will have that ability to play mid forward, is probably another one of those guys that you'd add into the mix now. That's potentially closer to a game than if Ollie was available. I'm forgetting the other one. Help me, Dylan Williams. You know, Williams is, you know, right now. You would suggest that his strength is not necessarily his running, so he's eager for the balls to come out and make sure that, you know, we see his footy ability. But all of those guys have really pressed. They're all body-wise looking clearly like they're physically capable of competing. If you look and, you know, rewind 12 months, I reckon you would have seen three guys who you would have thought were a little bit undersized, whereas I think if you look this year at the four that have come in, you'd certainly say that they're more physically ready. So I'm excited for those guys to be pushing.
So Meade's in the mix for round one? Well,
Meade will get an opportunity, I'm sure, throughout the pre-season to impress. I mean, round one's a long way away at the moment, Lee. So, but they'll all get an opportunity. We've got a really, outside of all, we've got a pretty healthy list at the moment. Guys are on individual management programs. You'll see guys from time to time who aren't training on a Wednesday, just to make sure that they stay off their legs for a bit, whether it be, Hartlett, Cleary, Burton, those types who don't tend to do, three main sessions outside per week. It doesn't mean that they're injured. It just means that they're, they've got their individual management plan. So I think if we selected our, first team at the moment, we'd have probably 43 available. So healthy list, which is great at this time of year.
So pretty much full list to choose from for the game next Friday?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll leave some guys out just for their own management, but... right now, we don't have any significant injuries outside of Ollie's right now to concern ourselves with.
No, Willem Drew's tracking good and he's recovering from
the Drew's just got back into main training right now. So, again, I'm sure you probably look at him as one of those guys that, might be eyeing a spot with Ollie out. But, Drew's come back in, really good nick. It was unfortunate that he had to have the surgery that he did. But, he'll certainly be pushing for a spot early in the year.
And it feels like you've been, every time we speak to you, I suppose Jack Watts comes up pretty often. How's your travelling back in the main training?
Yeah, back in training. So, right now he'll be available for next Friday night and potentially, we'll look at whatever management is needed from there. But, he's done everything he possibly can to position him for a good spot in 2020.
Question from our news guys. China game, any from your football department point of view, any updates on that or what will you do going forward with that?
Yeah, so I mean right now I think you've seen the statements from both the AFL and Port Adelaide. We're progressing as if the game is going ahead. I mean, from my perspective, my responsibility with China is to make sure that logistically the players and the coaches are able to get over there and do all the things that they need to do. So there are decisions, obviously, that the club are going to have to make down the track. But, my primary concern is for the logistics of the team and also their health. And I know that on the health factor, the club and the AFL are absolutely behind that as well. So, they'll have to make some decisions down the track. I think right now, they're in a bit of a holding pattern. But, we're progressing as if the game is going ahead.
Do you lean on the AFL there? I know that you have a lot of Port Adelaide people that go over to China often for business purposes. Do you lean on them to say, we don't think it's right, or do you have to ever say, we don't think it's right?
That won't be my role. I mean, right now we'll take advice from government, from health organisations as well. Having some experience in this type of stuff back in cricket, it's really important that... as much as you possibly can, you take the emotion out of the situation, you deal with the facts that are in front of you, and you don't make any rash decisions. So I'm sure the club's going through exactly that at the moment, and when the time comes, I'll provide my advice, but right now it's clear that we're progressing as if the game's going ahead.
Thanks, Eddie.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.